Especially the progress note for Dorothy Bruno, Bruno, Dorothy Neo-R-O-T-H-Y. Place was the lodges of Duran. Date was April 6, 2022. New paragraph says Bruno was seen regarding hypertension, COPD, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, period. Mrs. Bruno is feeling better than when last seen, period. She is not depressed at all now, is in good spirits, is enjoying it at the lodge's, period. She does participate in activities, period. However, she needs oxygen at 2 liters a minute, 24 hours a day, period. The COPD is quite severe, and she does use Ativan, 2 plus 24 hours if needed, and albuterol by nebulizer every 6 hours, period. This does help her, period. She's also an ipratropium for nasal spray, period. It helps her nasal congestion. She has hypertension. That's well controlled, period. There's no headaches or chest pain or any current cardiac symptoms. She's on lisinopril 10 milligrams daily. Period. She's hypothyroid, stable with hypothyroxine. There's no specific thyroid symptoms such as alteration in temperature tolerance. Period. And gastroesophageal reflux disease is also stable, period. Her depression is well controlled with sertraline 100 milligrams daily, period. The paragraph review system is negative for fever, chills, headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain. And her dyspnea is not too bad, period. She's on Lasix 40 milligrams daily, but I could see no edema, and her blood pressure is tending low. And her lungs are clear, and she can't recall having had a history of heart failure, period. I'll let's stop it. New paragraph, fastest is positive for COPD, dementia. There is some type of heart disease that she couldn't characterize. Hypothyroidism, potential hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, stage 3A chronic kidney disease, osteoporosis, some degree of dysphagia. Data, but she seems to be eating well for present time. Family history: father died at 82 of a heart attack, mother died at 83 of a stroke. She currently doesn't smoke, period. Paragraph examination: she's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Blood pressure 100 over 60, temperature 97.8, pulse 82, respiratory 16, O2 saturation 96%. Head and neck, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, hearing is diminished. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraoculars intact, pupils equal and reactive. Neck has no nodes or mouth. Lungs have diminished breath sounds, but no wheeze or crackles. Percussion is normal, no accessory muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal sinus tune, no gallop, no murmur. No significant edema, fetal pulse is palpable, abdomen is soft and untender, no palpable ganomegaly. Chest cranial nerves go to normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal shoulder range of motion is go to normal, period. There's no joint inflammation or effusion or cyanosis, period. Affect is normal, period. The paragraph assessment and plan. One, Ms. Bruno has COPD and is on continuous oxygen, and I will continue albuterol by nebulizer every 6 hours. As needed, and Ativan, puffer 2 puffs every 4 hours, as needed, period. They do help her, period. She has hypothyroidism, I will continue levothyroxine, 50 micrograms daily, period. Three, she has central hypertension that will continue by Sinopril 10 milligrams daily period. 4, she has dementia, probable Alzheimer's, that will continue to Neprozil 10 milligrams daily, and she's tolerating this fairly well period. She's also memantine 10 milligrams daily period. 5, she has depression, that will continue to sertraline 100 milligrams daily. Paragraph, because there's no edema, I will stop the Lasix and I'll order the basic metabolic panel and I'll order the TSH, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.